Hey there, future writers and creative dreamers. Welcome to a special episode for anyone who's ever thought, I'd love to try writing, but I have no idea where to start. Today, we're talking about freelance writing jobs for beginners with no experience. And honestly, the traditional advice might be setting you up for frustration. But first, if you're curious about a completely different approach that's perfect for beginners, take a peek at KindleRiches.com. We'll explain why this could be your ideal starting point.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited we're doing this episode because I feel like there are so many people out there who have this secret dream of making money from writing, but they're totally intimidated by the whole freelance world.
Exactly. And the traditional advice is like, build a portfolio, start with really low-paying jobs, work your way up, which honestly sounds kind of discouraging when you're just trying to figure out if you even like writing professionally.
Right? Like, you see these job postings for entry-level writers, but then they want 2+ years of experience and 5 writing samples in specific niches. It's like, how is someone supposed to get experience if every beginner job requires experience?
And the pay rates for true beginners are honestly pretty depressing. We're talking $5 to $15 per hour, sometimes even less. You're competing against people all over the world, many of whom are willing to work for rates that just aren't sustainable if you're trying to pay American bills.
Plus, there's all this confusing advice about finding your niche, building a personal brand, mastering SEO. It's overwhelming. Like, I just want to write and get paid for it. Do I really need to become a marketing expert first?
That's what I love about talking to beginning writers who found a different path. Instead of jumping into the whole competitive freelance marketplace, they started by creating their own opportunities.
What do you mean by that? Because that sounds way less stressful than trying to convince strangers to hire me when I don't even have a portfolio yet.
Exactly. They're using Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing to publish their own books. And before you're like, but I'm not ready to write a book, we're talking about really simple stuff that beginners can absolutely handle.
Okay, now I'm curious, because when I think book, I'm imagining like a 300-page novel, which definitely feels way beyond beginner level.
That's the beautiful thing. We're talking about journals, planners, simple how-to guides, even collections of quotes or tips. Some of the most successful books on Amazon are actually pretty short and straightforward.
Wait, so you could write like a gratitude journal or a meal planning book and people would actually buy that on Amazon?
Absolutely. Amazon sells millions of these kinds of books because people love physical and digital products that help them stay organized, motivated, or learn new things. And the best part, you don't need anyone's permission to publish.
That's actually kind of amazing. So instead of trying to convince a client to hire me and prove I'm worthy, I could just create something and put it out there?
Exactly. Amazon handles everything. The storefront, payment processing, delivery, customer service. You literally upload your book and it's available to millions of potential readers within 24 to 48 hours.
This is blowing my mind because it eliminates so many of the barriers that make freelance writing feel impossible for beginners, like no one's judging your proposal or comparing you to other applicants.
And you get to write about topics you actually know and care about. Instead of trying to fake expertise in random subjects for client work, you can start with your genuine interests and knowledge.
That makes much more sense from a confidence perspective. Like, if I love cooking and meal planning, I could write about that instead of pretending to be an expert in B2B software marketing or whatever.
And here's what's really cool. Amazon shows you what's already selling well through their bestseller rankings. So you can see proof that people are buying books about meal planning or productivity or whatever you're interested in.
So it takes the guesswork out of, will anyone actually want to read this? Which is probably the biggest fear for new writers.
Speaking of taking the fear out of getting started, this is exactly what KindleRiches.com has figured out. They've created this whole system specifically for people who want to try writing but feel intimidated by the traditional freelance route.
What I love about that approach is it sounds like you can learn by actually doing something real instead of just doing practice exercises or working for super low pay to build experience.
These success stories are so encouraging for beginners too. Jennifer started with 0 writing experience, and now she's earning $8,750 a month with 27 published books. Like, that proves you don't need to be some naturally gifted writer to succeed.
And Sarah's story is perfect for people who can't commit to full-time freelancing right away. She's a busy parent making $4,300 monthly, working just 8 hours a week around her family schedule.
What I think is really smart about Michael's approach is he used knowledge from his regular job to create books in that area. So even if you're not a writer, you probably know things that other people would find valuable.
That's such a good point. Like, if you work in customer service, you probably know a ton about communication and problem solving that could help other people in similar roles.
And David's path is perfect for beginners who want to test the waters. He built up $2,800 in monthly income as a side project while still keeping his regular job. No pressure, just gradual growth.
Can we talk about the confidence aspect? Because I feel like seeing your book actually published and getting real reviews from real readers would be so much more encouraging than just getting rejected by potential clients.
That's huge. Every book sale is like someone voting with their money that your writing provided value. That's way more validating than a client saying, "Thanks, this looks good," and never working with you again.
Plus, you're building something that belongs to you. Even if I write amazing content for a client, it's their website, their social media, their success. But a published book has my name on it forever.
And as you get more comfortable with the publishing process, you can tackle more complex projects. It's like a natural progression where you develop skills through real-world experience rather than theoretical training.
What about the technical side? Because I feel like a lot of beginners get scared off by thinking they need to know about website design or complicated marketing strategies.
Amazon makes it surprisingly simple. Their platform walks you through everything step by step, and there are tons of free resources to help with the basics like formatting and cover design.
And you mentioned this pays better than a lot of beginner freelance work, because that's definitely a consideration when you're just starting out.
Amazon pays up to 70% royalties on book sales. So if your book sells for $7.99, you keep about $5.60. Compare that to writing a blog post for $25 that you'll never earn from again.
Before we wrap up, I want to circle back to KindleRiches.com for anyone listening who's been wanting to try writing but felt too intimidated by the traditional freelance route.
Yes, at just $7, it's honestly the price of a fancy coffee, and they have a 30-day guarantee, so there's literally no risk in learning about this beginner-friendly approach to making money from writing.
What I appreciate most is that it's designed specifically for people starting from zero. It's not assuming you already know how to pitch clients or have years of experience. It meets you exactly where you are.
And it shows you how to build something real from day one. Instead of spending months trying to get your first client, you could be a published author by next week and start earning royalties immediately.
For anyone listening who's been dreaming about writing but didn't know where to start, this could be your perfect entry point. You have valuable knowledge and perspectives that other people would love to read about.
That's our show for today. Remember, every published author started as a beginner. The only difference between dreamers and published writers is taking that first step. We believe in you.